Sometimes the conversation goes back and forth and you do not know the endpoint. This can happen in the interview process or an investigation or even in pitching before you let the other side lead you around in the dark, ask for next steps. Let's say you are applying for a job and you've had a couple of interviews, but you don't know when they are making their hiring decision. Being in the dark about this detail affects your communication strategy, so you must find out. The pitch challenge today: the next time you find yourself in a situation where you don't know the timeline, in your follow-up say, "Thank you for your time today. What next step should I anticipate?" Or, "When do you plan to make your selection or decision?" Yes, it is forward to ask these questions, but it also shows you have confidence. Plus, knowing the timeline allows you to know when to follow up so that you know you are not being too annoying or so you don't miss the boat altogether with the opportunity. In pitching journalists, I will use this strategy all the time. I will often end my pitch with, "Should I follow up with you tomorrow or next week?" Notice that I did not say, "When should I follow up with you?" This opens the door for them to reply vaguely and say, "I'll get back to you." But if I give them two random choices, one that is imminent and the other that's a distance off, typically a person's first reaction is just to pick one choice. It doesn't matter if the date is exact. What matters is that I'm gauging the other person's timeline, and that helps me know a more precise time to follow up.